I'd like now to welcome to the program Elena Zachary. She is producer and lead actress in the play Look Away, and Suzanne Lederer is the director of this play, which is running this weekend and next weekend at Teatro Paraguas. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
It's always a pleasure and a gift to be with you, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you.
Nice to see you again, Mary Charlotte.
So opening night is tonight, Thursday,
yes,
at 7:30, and it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30, and then Sunday at 4 o'clock. Now, this is a play, as the subtitle says, I just saw the rehearsal last night, about Mary Todd Lincoln's last night in an insane asylum. Abraham Lincoln's wife, Mary Todd Lincoln, she lost her husband, was with him when he was assassinated, lost three out of her four sons. Rough life.
And the only son that lived committed her.
To an insane asylum.
To an insane asylum, yes. It's a true story.
Now, a story like this made into a play, the two people in it are Mary Todd Lincoln and her best friend, who was a freed slave.
That's right, yes. Her name was Elizabeth Keckley, and she was an extraordinary woman. She had been sold into slavery as a child. Her parents were slaves. She was sold several times, and yet she was able to buy her own freedom and the freedom of her own son, and created a life for herself as a businesswoman. She was what they called a mantua maker, which is a particular type of seamstress for elegant ladies of that particular period.
And so the friendship between the two of them is what is dramatized in this play, which takes place over the course of really an evening full of memories, full of history. This was, of course, taken from letters and diaries and historical documents, and although there's some artistic licenses taken, it's basically true events.
They are true events, absolutely. And what's important to be known about the relationship between Mary Todd Lincoln and Elizabeth Keckley is, not only was Elizabeth Keckley the designer that everyone in Washington wanted, she pretty much lived at the White House for the 6 years they were in residence. So she was a very close friend. Elizabeth quotes back to Mary many things that happened, verbatim conversations that Abraham Lincoln said either within or without earshot of his wife. It was a remarkable friendship for the times, as they were three remarkable people. I hope that we get to show sides of Mary Todd Lincoln that people are not aware of.
Well, most of us aren't aware of any sides of Mary Todd Lincoln. Most people don't know a thing about her.
Except that she's pretty much relegated to she was a crazy wife. And there was so much to her. She was better educated than most of the men of her day. She was half of a power team. She was ambitious and saw the same thing in Abraham Lincoln, who was this very, very rough cut. She predicted and said to her family, I want to be the wife of a president, and so she was. She didn't suffer fools gladly. She also imposed herself a lot on his political life as well. So because the assassination, of course, changed the course of history, and so much focus is given to that, there is so much more to be known about Mary Todd Lincoln, some of which we reveal in Look Away. And by the way, the playwright Jerome Kilty is the same playwright who wrote Dear Liar that we talked about on your program, the correspondence between George Bernard Shaw and Mrs. Patrick Campbell.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Now, this play was performed in the early 1970s.
Can you believe the cast was Geraldine Page and Maya Angelou.
Amazing.
Yes, and directed by Geraldine Page's husband, Rip Torn. Suzanne and I could not find evidence that it had been done since.
Amazing.
No, I don't think it actually has. I think it's a very difficult play. It's deceptive, actually. Like Dear Liar, it gives a tremendous amount of historical information, and because Jerome Kilty himself, the playwright, was also an actor, he is very verbal in terms of his exploration of history, particularly in two character dramas that he was famous for. So when Elena and I were first looking at the material, we thought, oh, this play would be not only fascinating for the audience and interesting for actors, but also be relatively simple to do. And
we
found it to be the contrary once we got invested in the project itself. And it really is one of the most difficult projects I've ever worked on as a director.
Not to mention, fancy dresses and corsets aside.
But even to speak to that point, it is to Suzanne's credit to take on a project of deceptively symbol of this magnitude, we have a 10-year time spread between the fashion of Mary, who was had been incarcerated, and the fashion of Elizabeth. And we were able to obtain outfits that are true to that spread of time. Mary, my character, is wearing fashions of 1860s, which was the time when she was out and about. But Elizabeth, who is current, is wearing fashions of the 1870s. We have authentic accoutrements. We have phenomenal props. So the authenticity that we've been able to bring to Suzanne's credit is just amazing.
I was there when she was tying your corset. Mm-hmm. Now, this play, as you said when you first told me that you were doing it, has just grabbed you and not let go.
It's one of those things. I've owned the play for a number of years, always researching two character plays for the Collective Works series, but it wouldn't let go. And I began to look at the world, seeing the timing of Robert Redford's film. Spielberg is just about to release a film based on Doris Goodwin Kern's book, Team of Rivals. It's 150 years since the commencement of the Civil War. We're looking at all these things. It's time for this woman, Mary Todd Lincoln, to get her due.
Now, do you think that she was really insane? I mean, at the beginning of the play, she's saying, why am I here? I mean, they're calling me insane because of excessive weeping, but I did lose my husband and three of my four sons who wouldn't weep.
Well, there's a lot to be said. There's no doubt that it would have been enough to undo any of us. She was possibly bipolar. They didn't have that sort of a diagnosis in the 1860s. So some of that would have been managed by drugs. She was also very impetuous and very high-strung under the best of circumstances. So when you add that to the mix, and maybe she was addicted to painkillers because she suffered terrible headaches all of her life.
So I can't even imagine what kind of drugs they were using in 1875.
In those years, laudanum, opium, and she could have
camphor.
Gotten any of that because, of course, she was the president's wife.
Right.
There is even a book that we consulted briefly that bases all of her personality on the supposition that she was an addict. And I don't think it can be distilled, and I don't think it's not that simple. It really isn't. But she was a multifaceted, complex woman.
I think also when one uses the word insane, it connotes continuous hysteria and someone that's so over the edge that they're either psychotic or psychopathic or prone to either harming society or doing some sort of terrible a crime either to themselves or to the immediate public around them. And the word madness and insanity was bandied about during the era in which Mary lived. And we wouldn't necessarily define her as insane. Today, I don't think. I think she was tremendously misunderstood. I think she reminds me certainly of a Tennessee Williams Southern heroine. She was more very difficult. Was she delusional? Yes, to a certain extent, yes, she was. She was highly sensitive, as Elena just said. And I think she was more, to my mind, an individual that today we might say would need assisted living rather than being committed to a mental institution.
But we also have to put this in the context of the times.
Yeah.
This was bastion of paternalistic everything. The people that judged her insane were men. Lawyer that defended her was a man. The person that proposed her commitment was a man. And in Illinois, in that time frame, one was charged with madness the same way you would be charged with a felony. It was a public jury trial. So if that were to happen today, there would be, it'd be much more balanced perspective, even though all those other things were true. Delusional, bipolar.
She also was, I think, in a very difficult position with her family. It was basically, what are we going to do with mother?
Mm-hmm.
And it was left to her son and her daughter-in-law to make a decision as to whether they could handle what was going on with her at home or if they could not. And they chose that they could not. Could they really or not? Don't know.
Right.
So a lot of these things are unknown, and we leave it to the audience to make a decision for themselves as to whether they feel Mary should stay in the institution or not.
Danielle Reddick, very fine actress, playing Elizabeth Keckley.
Yes.
Just briefly, tell us about who she was and what that relationship was like.
Mary Todd Lincoln and Elizabeth Keckley formed a very close and unusual relationship for, particularly for a Southern woman and a black woman for that particular era.
And also, Danielle is just a brilliant, brilliant Elizabeth. Suzanne and I, have seen her work in this town, and she's just exemplary. She embodies so much. She brings so much richness, and I like the way that she uses her entire body in the creation of Elizabeth. I think it's a nice pairing. Don't you agree, Suzanne?
I do, yes. Nice balance.
Suzanne Lederer is director, and Elena Zachary is producer and lead actress in Look Away. It's a play that opens tonight at Teatro Paraguas and goes this weekend and next weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 4 in the afternoon. For more information, you can call 505-424-1601. Thanks, both of you, for being with us.
Mary Charlotte,
thanks,
you.
Mary Charlotte.